Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM.
When we get together.
One of the most iconic Australian TV themes, and of course, Ramsay Street is coming to a close 1st of August.
Yep.
We're on a mission to get one of its stars back on the street for the reunion. Hashtag Leith on Ramsay Street.
That's right.
That's the campaign. You know what? Neighbours would not be Neighbours, I reckon, without that theme song. It is.
Absolutely. That is Neighbours and that song go together like peas and pie.
Peas and pie, yeah, or peas and carrots, isn't it?
Okay.
Or butter and jelly.
I got peas and pie.
Barry, you recorded that song for Neighbours over 30 years ago. Just this year, it actually went back to number one in the UK. I mean, you must be blown away by that.
Exactly. I mean, always expect the unexpected. I mean, here I hadn't had a hit record since 1973. And all of a sudden, at the age of 86, I was woken up, you're number one in England. And I said, who's this joker calling me up, you know? And eventually I had to take notice. And there I was, number one, beating, you know, Adele and...
and everyone. Dua Lipa, Sam Smith, Ed Sheeran. What about the Neighbours theme? Because Neighbours is a topic we've been talking about quite a lot here on the radio station. I did a cameo on Neighbours years and years ago. I got to sing on it, and when I heard it was ending, I was very disappointed. I couldn't believe it was ending. Part of that show is your voice. It's as much a part of the history of that show as the show itself, as the script.
Damien, that's nice to say, Damien. Yeah, well, we recorded that, had it on the desk of Reg Grundy the next Monday, you know. And Reg had called and said, I love it, you've won the competition, you know, we're going to use that theme. And Tony said, well, okay, that's good. He said, do you like Barry? And he said, oh, yes. And he said, well, we'll get Barry over and we'll do a proper version for you. And Reg said, no. He said, don't touch it. He said, it's wonderful just the way it is. And it was the easiest thing I'd ever done, I think, you know. And so he was very happy with that. And it lasted for 7 years. And I still remember, I guess, as the original.
If you go on the internet right now, YouTube or anywhere like that, it's still your version. That is still the one that everybody returns to.
Well, that's nice. I mean, a lot of the younger generation says, who's Barry? Who's he? I think I may have outlived my audience to a degree, you know.
We need to enlist your help, Barry. So there is a bit of an extra method to our madness in catching up with your good self. We would love to get Damien Leith back on Neighbours to reprise. You know, you're going to be back singing the theme. We'd love to get Damien back reprising his singing role in the final. Can we get you to jump onto wavefm.com.au and sign our petition?
I'll sign it, of course. I never saw Damien on it because I saw him on the talent show, but I never actually ever watched Neighbours.
My moment on Neighbours was brief. It was in Charlie's Bar, and I got up and I sung a song and I left. And that was my moment. But when they said the show was coming to an end, we thought, oh gee, I never got a call to go back in. Everybody else got a call.
I mean, you want to go back for the applause, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So
why not? I mean, expect the unexpected, and I'll certainly watch the last episode if you're on it. I'll say, well, I was part of that that push to get him back on, you know.
Well, I like your style, and I think if we've got your support behind it, we could go all the way.
Thanks, Sam. You're not going to record it, are you?
No. Hey, as I said,
after this, you can put it in your set, and you can say that I was talking to Barry Crocker the other day, and he sang this song, Neighbours. Everybody needs good neighbours. Just a friendly wave each morning helps to make a better day. And you've made my day, mate.
Beautiful. Well, Barry, it's an absolute pleasure chatting to you. As Dino said right from the start, you're an absolute legend. It's a real treat to get to talk to you today, and thanks so much for your time. Really appreciate it. And for signing the petition.
Yeah. Well, send it to me. Enjoy the rest of your day, guys.
Okay. Good on you, Barry. Really appreciate that. Okay. We're getting some celebrity endorsement here.
Yes.
Big time on this petition.
Especially Barry, the man himself. And if you would like to sign it, it's easy. Go to wavefm.com.au. Get on there, sign it. It's free. do it as many times as you like.
As often as possible.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Now, Jade, I've travelled a lot over the years, especially doing shows, you know, interstate and overseas.
Yeah.
I'm on a plane a lot. Pre-COVID, it was almost every single week.
How are your points? Do you have, like, thousands and thousands
No,
of points?
I've always used the points to buy barbecue units and silly silly things like that. I've actually bought two barbecue units with points.
Oh, nice.
Two.
Oh, hey. And you essentially got them for free.
I got them for free, but you know, I've seen a lot of things on planes, but I have not seen this, okay? There's a woman out there. She's an OnlyFans model.
All right.
Okay. Her name is Miss Diamond.
Oh, okay.
Okay. She was on a flight from Miami, and mid-flight, she obviously felt that she needed to do this. She whipped off the old Victoria's Secret G-string.
Okay.
And she rolls it up to the top, where you know where the air comes in?
Oh, the little air vent, yes.
The little air vent, and aired out the undies.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So look.
Wow.
There's a picture of her doing it. Now.
So she's actually taken off the G-bang, and she's airing it.
She's
Does
airing
she realise that air's going to blow straight back onto her own face?
Well, onto everybody's face.
Yeah, but who would do that? That's just crazy.
Now, look, in her defence, It may have been a hot, sticky flight, okay? And sometimes you get a bit sweaty, you know?
I know, you don't usually take your knickers off and air them out.
No, I I've never, in all my time of travelling, seen anyone do something like this. This is new.
At least they're like sexy knickers. Like, I feel like if I did the same thing, it'd turn the plane into a hot air balloon.
It's a funny thing, though, as well. You know, women can kind of get away with sort of, if a guy put like a big pair of wife fronts up there.
And like most guys' undies, too, they're all like got holes in them.
Worn and like no elastic.
Most blokes would just turn them inside out.
Yeah, just put them back on. It'll be fine. No, she's just whipped them off.
That's crazy.
What's the weirdest thing you've ever seen on a plane?
I can say a gross thing. I remember once.
Oh, yeah, because that's gross.
That's pretty gross. Like, I remember once I was coming back from Canada, and so I had to go from LA. So I think it's like a 14, 15-hour flight.
Yeah.
And there was a guy next to me who, he was not in a good way. He did not smell good.
Oh.
He was like doing lots of belching
Yeah.
I don't know if he had like some kind of gastro or something, but it just stunk. It was like a volcano about ready to erupt.
Oh, geez.
That's what he felt like.
Just percolating from the inside.
Oh, bubbling. I know. I was like, I'm getting out of here before Pompeii explodes and I'm a casualty. I actually went up to the air hostess. Like, I got up. I didn't press the little buzzer and say, come over here. I actually got up and went and saw them and said, is there any spare seats? Could I potentially move?
Oh, jeez.
I
said, old Max Smelly here.
Yeah, old Max Smelly, he's about to blow.
Wow.
Mount Suvius down the back there, he's about to blow. I don't want to be collateral damage. And it was great. I ended up getting another seat. There was like a whole nother row, and then I ended up getting a row all to myself, and I lay down and slept all the way home.
Oh, well, see, half good luck.
Working out well.
That's very odd. You know, I don't want to say the grossest thing that I've ever seen, but definitely the thing that caught my attention more than this woman's undies was I was on a flight one time to America and I saw these really tight little shorts on a man, you know, so I saw saw hairy legs, really tight, short shorts.
Like we're talking Kylie Minogue gold hot pants.
That's exactly what we're talking.
That's what the vision I've got.
And a little vest, you know, like a singlet sort of thing. And I looked up and it was the Blue Wiggle.
Oh my god, like Anthony Wiggle.
It was Anthony.
No way.
Yes.
Oh, please tell me you got a photo of that.
I did not. No, unfortunately I didn't, but there he was. You know, he was obviously relaxing on the plane. That's what you do. This is
Hot potato. You would have seen two in those pants.
Yeah, true.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
I converted Damien yesterday.
Yeah, what'd you
do? He is a convert. He wasn't a believer until about 10:30 yesterday morning. We were at the biggest morning tea at the Royal Bakery in Wollongong. So we're there for the Council, which was really good. Lots of people came and gave gold coin donations for some Portuguese tarts and also some little sausage rolls. Oh, can I just say, the food there is amazing.
It is amazing.
Carlos is a magician.
He is. And you did convert me because up until that point, I thought I didn't like Portuguese tarts.
That's right.
Turns out I like it
good old tart.
You like a good. You like a tart a lot. You like a couple of tarts, actually, because that's what you had yesterday.
Yes. Like, I'm a tart man.
You are. You're a tart man. It was like gold coin donation. Where's the ATM? I need to get $20.
I did, absolutely.
Get my tart on. Yeah. But the food was delicious. Like, and I like anything that's for a good cause, obviously, as well. And it was going great. We were catching up with people. Brooke was there from the Cancer Council. The Samaras family were there from Samaras. They know a good food. When they see it, they love Carlos's Baked Goods. And then we met Ruth and her hubby from Unanderra. They drive all the way there to get their Portuguese tarts. Yeah, and I was going, well, we're having a good old time.
Yep.
Until I nearly died.
Oh, you're talking about the incident, aren't you?
It's the incident. I remember that.
Well, so I was
there.
I was there chatting to Samara.
Yeah.
And I was just having a chat and I was eating at the same time. Surprise, surprise. And I wanted to do both at the same time because I've got a lot to say. And I don't know what happened, but, like, I breathed in and I got, like, a bit of air or bacon and egg roll or whatever it was. It went down the wrong tube.
The old epiglottis didn't get into action, you know. Okay. Went down the breathing tube instead of the stomach tube.
Oh, and then I just started coughing and it was like when you have that coughing fit and it goes down the wrong way and you just cannot stop. I'm cough. And look, it was great. Damien was like, you okay, okay? And I'm like, not in my head saying okay. I'm speaking like, do you want water? I'll get you a tea. What do you want? And so it was great that everyone was looking after me, but I sat in the corner and I'm coughing my heart out and I know how red my face is going. There's tears pouring down my face.
Yeah, you're in a bad way.
You know, and I feel like in COVID times, you don't want to do a little cough, let alone like massive coughs. So I was like, once everyone established, I was like, okay, I could not still stop coughing. I just kept going and going. The thing was, nobody went away. So Damien and Carlos, Samara, they're all done a circle around me. They're all just sitting there staring at me while I'm going into this coughing fit. It's not pretty. I know it's not
pretty. It wasn't pretty. I got to tell you, it wasn't.
It was like a full body cough.
It was a full body cough. Yeah. Jade was not at her best, all right? And I tried to hop in the corner to just so I could just quietly cough and recover by myself.
We followed you to the corner.
They followed me and they created a semicircle around me. Yeah. It was like they were cheering me on.
Well, you know what? I was going to take out a phone. I was going to video. You know, because, you know, if it all ended bad, at least I'd have the footage.
That's right. Get the phone out.
You never know these days.
Hey, look, if you didn't film it, it's not on Instagram. It didn't happen.
Well, right? That's right. But, I mean, look, did you learn your lesson? Because prior to that point, you did have an entire sausage roll in your mouth and a Portuguese tart and, I reckon, a couple of other cakes all at the same time.
I did not learn my lesson.
While you were talking.
Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM. Jade's
Celebrity Buzz. Netflix will finally get its pound of flesh from Prince Harry and Meghan Markle.
Oh, will they? Okay.
They're doing it at home with the Duke and Duchess of Sussex style docu-series.
Boring.
Are they going to have it like Keeping Up with the Sussexes? It's not going to be the same. Like, really, what are you going to see? Well, Meghan doing a bit of yoga?
And they're so guarded anyway. They're not going to reveal anything, really. It'll be all staged and...
It's not even going to be real. I think Netflix are just like, right, we've paid him $120 million or whatever the stupid amount was. We need to get something out of them.
Something,
please.
Yeah, come on, for God's sake.
I don't know. I don't know. What else can you do with them? Because they're in any series they're meant to do have never happened.
I don't know.
Can they get a refund? Is it too late?
Too late. Those guys, they've spent the money. They bought the house, didn't they?
Yeah, I reckon it's spent.
Hey, Squid Game's creator, Hoang Dong-hyuk. I actually tried to look at pronunciation again. I think I've stuffed it up. But he just revealed the first tidbits about season 2.
Okay.
So he said he wants to ask the question, is true solidarity between humans possible? So he said in the first season, if the contestants had been able to cooperate with one another, there would have been more survivors. So he's thinking in the next one that he wants to explore that. It's going to take off from where season 1 ended.
Yep.
So old mates going back into the Squid Games. There's definitely going to be more games. There's even talk that there might have been like an old abandoned amusement park and every ride might be a different game.
Oh, all right.
Saying that he's working on it. He's got pages of ideas. The second season of Squid Games will be ready for release onto Netflix by the end of next year or the year after. It took him 10 years just to get someone to take the script.
All right.
We'll probably see it in 2031.
Yeah.
Our game winner we are all watching at the moment that we don't know who the winner is going to be yet is, of course, the real-life game between Guy Sebastian and Titus Day, his former manager. Guy is accusing Titus of ripping him off almost $1 million. Titus has denied that. And our guy's been in court this week as the witness.
Yeah.
There's been a couple of developments overnight.
All right.
One of them is a guy referring to fans as fat, older, feral women.
Ooh.
In an email sent to his former manager. He has admitted that he did that. He said, oh, yeah, it was... You know, he tried to distance himself, but he says he apologised for saying that. And it was, very scandalous. But that they were saying, though, when a guy tendered all his documents for court, that part of the email wasn't in there, so those words had been taken out.
Oh, the Tippex was used.
Yeah, that's right, a little bit of white out. when you, it was used to take it out, and they thought there's a gap there, so we better look a bit further into that, and there we go.
So when you go back and then look at the full chain,
yeah,
it's there.
But he said that it was tighter. So it's kind of like
he said.
And he also said that he, the money from the Taylor Swift concert, like $500,000. He said that he didn't give Titus instructions to buy shares, but then an email was produced that actually had had Sebastian giving him instructions to purchase the shares.
Oh.
And then guy said, look, that's the first time I've seen that email. I've done extensive searches. I did not see that.
Oh, wow. Okay. Jeez.
So the trial will resume Monday.
So it's getting...
All the dirty laundry is coming out.
It's definitely he said, isn't it?
It is definitely that. And I guess because they both obviously want to win, there's no... You've got to bring out everything. You've got to bring out...
All your guns.
All the skeletons are coming out of the closet.
Wow. All right.
Time will tell who is going to win. Yeah. Whose closet's bigger
getting
and nastier.
Nasty. Ugly. We love it. That is your celebrity buzz. Plenty of stories. As they develop, we put them up at wavefm.com.au.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. You make me lose my mind.
Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get together.